Blog Talk Radio. Mother Valerie, how are you this lovely rainy morning?
Happy birthday, birthday lady. Happy birthday, Pastor. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. It's a beautiful morning. The temperature is 60 degrees.
Oh, wow, that's nice. I thought it was a lot cooler than that. I'm happy to hear that.
But it's thundering and raining very hard.
Yeah. That I knew.
But it's beautiful. I mean, God
is
good on your
God gave us another day.
Birthday.
Yeah. And I'm happy to say, and a shout out to my youngest son, because it's his birthday too. I always tell him he's my gift from God.
Really?
So, yes. So happy birthday to Mr. Mark Daniel Smith. I know that God has big plans for your life. So shouting out to my son as well, who listens to the show every day too. So
and
grateful, thankful,
both
and blessed.
You have the same day for a birthday. I'm
yes,
shocked.
Ma'am.
Mother and son.
Yep.
Born on the 14th of March.
Yep, he is my, well, I said he is my gift from God. He's a
very
special baby. Truly is. And he's a hoot. He's funny. He's a good guy.
Birthday. Happy birthday. I think you said Mark.
Mark, uh-huh.
Younger
and,
son.
And
happy birthday, happy birthday,
ironic,
and happy birthday.
We are also in the book of Mark.
Spelled
the same way. Yep, we're
amazing.
In the book of Mark, and our word comes from the book of Mark this morning. And our word is take heed, watch, and pray, which is something that my mother-in-law used to tell us all the time. Whenever we would go to Chicago and get ready to leave, she'd always say, now, y'all watch as well as pray. Y'all watch and pray.
Amen.
Now. And, you know, at the time, you know, when you're young and you're not as into the word, you don't understand that she's actually saying a prayer over you. And she tells you to watch and pray, you know, because, you know, Jesus told us to watch and pray. Because when he comes back, we need to be looking up. And he'll get, and Mother Valerie, I know you'll be reading it this morning. You know, God has given us warning on pretty much everything. All we have to do is listen. Just listen.
Amen.
Today we're with the children of Israel. And, you know, they are doing their own thing. Because, you know, they are some folks that are some hard-headed people. It's hard-headed. And so, you know,
amen.
We'll get into the word, but let's pray. Heavenly Father God, I just want to thank you for another day. I want to thank you for my new year, God, that you gave me another year and another day. So, Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, I look up, lift up, giving you honor, giving you glory, and giving you praise, Lord. Let my day not be wasted. Let it be used in acts of kindness, treating others the way I want to be treated, God. So, Father God, as I go through this day, as my son goes through this day, let us not forget that it's you who gave it to us. So, Father God, as I lift up this wonderful, mighty word this morning, I ask you, Lord God, as I do every time I ask, I speak every time we go forth, we ask, Lord God, for you to increase as we decrease, Lord God. Forgive us for all sins thought and seen, unseen, heard, none heard, every kind of thing, Lord God, that we may have said or done that was against your divine majesty. We repent and ask you to forgive us. Forgive us our sins, Lord God, before we go forth in your word. Decrease and we decrease. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who is the source of our strength and the strength of our life. So, Father God, as you increase and we are decreasing, we thank you, for you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And it's in the precious and holy name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we lift up this mighty word, asking that it touches someone's heart, someone's mind, someone's spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And I am excited because I am in Numbers chapter 25 through 26. Mother Valerie will be coming to you this morning from the 34th Psalm, which is powerful, as well as Proverbs 11, verse 28, again powerful, and Mark chapter 13, verses 21 through 37. So we got a lot of word this morning, and it is going to be, say it with me, it's going to be a good word. So let's get started. And now it says on chapter 25, now Israel remained in Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab. Come on now. Better way to get you off yoke for men to be surrounded by beautiful women. I'm not trying to be saying anything. I'm not trying to say anything against you men, but I'm going to tell you, they knew exactly what they were doing. They couldn't beat them in a fair fight, so they're going to do it in a dirty way. So let's keep it moving. It says, and they invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, them little g's. And the people ate and bowed down to their little g gods. So Israel was joined to Baal of Peor. And the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel. Then the Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders of the people and hang the offenders before the Lord out in the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel. So Moses said to the judges of Israel, every one of you, kill his men who were joined to Baal of Peor. And indeed, one of the children of Israel came and presented to his brothers a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses, and in the sight of all the congregation, children of Israel, who were weeping at the door of the tabernacle meeting. Now when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her body. So the plague was stopped among the children of Israel. And those who died in the plague were 24,000. You think about it. 24,000 folks went after idolatry. And we have got to be careful. There was a political candidate that someone in their party, well, we think of him as a little g god. And it just sent chills down my body, because there is no one on this earth that is even close to God. And a little g is idolatry. And if we don't catch it, we're going to be in trouble. because God does not play when it comes to idolatry. And he don't play when it comes to the other of the top 10. We better stop and think. Don't let anybody knock you off your square that you will be doing things that are against God. Because understand, 24,000 folks died for falling out for a little G. And then it goes on to say, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel, because he was zealous with my zeal among them, so that I did not consume the children of Israel in my zeal. Therefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and it shall be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of an everlasting priesthood. I understand Phinehas is one of the Levites. You know, he wasn't playing. He's like, oh, no, Folks is dying. Folks are dying around here. And you going to come sin in with the woman. And understand, she wasn't just any woman. So let's keep reading so we can find out who she was. And he says, because he was zealous for his God and made atonement for the children of Israel. Now, the name of the Israelite who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zimri, the son of Shalu, a leader of a father's house among the Simeonites. Now, understand, he was the son of a leader. And I believe it's pronounced Zimri. You know, I've seen the name from some kids. They call it Zimri. It's pronounced Zimri. But I know it's been pronounced Zimri. But anyway, he was the son of Shula, a leader. I'm saying it again. He was the child of a leader. And then the person that was killed with him was Cosby, the daughter of Zor. He was head of the people of the father's house of Midian. So they were two leaders' children. And so understand, the Midianite got a leader of Israel's child and sent his child. And now they doing something, because they had to been doing something pretty close for one dabbling to go through them both. Come on now. Use your imagination. What was going on in that tent? And had to stop a plague because it was all part of the Midianites' plan. Says, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, harass the Midianites and attack them, for they harassed you with their schemes by which they seduced you in the manner of Hur and in the manner of Cosby, the daughter of a leader of the Midians, their sister who was killed in the day of the plague because of Hur. Idol worship. You cannot idol worship. The Lord does not play. See, he does not play with folks doing wrong like that. Mother, God did not send a plague. 24,000 folks dead. Because
Amen.
Of idolatry. 24,000. We got to be careful. And then it tells us in Numbers 25 and 2, they invited the people to the sacrifice of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. Come on now, even a polite invitation to worship any god other than the Lord ought to be immediately and firmly rejected. We ought to serve God alone, no exceptions. Sorry, no offense to anybody. But if we are invited to a Buddhist temple, we got to say no. If we are invited to a Hindu temple, we got to say no. We got to say no to anyone other than God. You can't do it. You can't just go willy-nilly any old place. And you cannot bow down to statues. You cannot do it. We cannot do it. That's idolatry. I don't care if somebody's saying it looks like Jesus, because it doesn't. And we can't bow down to it either. We can't bow down to anything. It's idolatry. God said if it's handmade, you can't look at it. You can't bow down to it. Although I wear a cross around my neck, I don't worship it. I don't pray on it. It's just a piece of jewelry around my neck as a reminder that Jesus paid it all for me. That's what it is, a reminder. When I touch it, Jesus paid it all for me. And I can keep on going, because if Jesus can keep on going to die on Calvary's cross for me, then I can keep on going to work for him. And as it says in this word for a life example for chapter 25, Phinehas, a man with a zeal for God. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar and the grandson of the high priest Aaron, was a man noted by God for his zeal. God highly esteemed him and gave him a remarkable promise because of his passion. And what did he tell him? He told him that because of that, he was going to bless him, right? Didn't he tell him he was going to bless him? He saved them. And he says, therefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and it shall be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of everlasting priesthood. Again, he is a Levite. And it says, and how did Phinehas earn such favor? He took a javelin in hand and executed a wicked Israelite who had brazenly committed adultery with a pagan woman in full sight of the nation. Come on now. You know you bold. The quick action of Phinehas stopped the divine plague that took the lives of 24,000 sinning Israelites. And the Lord lauded him for his godly zeal. As believers, we ought to have a passion for God. Today, the word passion often carries a sexual connotation. But the true meaning of the word is an overwhelming, strong desire, which can be a strong desire for matters of the spirit. Like Phinehas, believers are to have an urgency, a fervor, a zealous desire for the Lord and everything related to him. We got to get giddy for Jesus. We got to have a giddy in our spirit. We got to walk to do what's right. We got to walk to get happy for the Lord, because Phinehas didn't play that javelin and said, not today, Satan. And we got to have a not today in our spirit. It's time to go to work. And as we get to chapter 26 of the book of Numbers, I told you it was a powerful book this morning. And it came to pass after the plague that the Lord spoke to Moses and Elijah, the son of Aaron, the priest, saying, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old above by their father's houses, all who are able to go to war in Israel. So Moses and the priest took from them in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, saying, take a census of the people from 20 years old and above, just as the Lord commanded Moses and the children of Israel who came out of the land of Egypt. Reuben was the firstborn of Israel. The children of Reuben were of Hanok, the family of the Hanokites, Palu, the family of the Pulites, Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites. Those who were numbered of them were 43,730. And the sons of Palu were Elah. The sons of Elah were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abram. These are the Dathan and Abram representatives of the congregation who contended against Moses and Aaron in the company of Korah when they contended against the Lord. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah. When the company died, when the fire devoured 250 men, and they became the sign. Nevertheless, the children of Korah did not die. So Dathan, they were descendants of Dathan and Abiram. And we know they was a hot mess. They were a hot mess. And it goes on to tell us, the sons of Simeon, according to their families, was Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, the family of the Demonites, Jachin, the family of the Danites, Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The sons of Gad, according to their families, was Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, Shuni, the family of the Shunites, of Osni, the family of the Osnites, Eri, the family of the Erites, of Arad, the family of the Aradites, of Eri, the family of the Erilites. These are the families of the sons of Gad, according to those who were numbered, of them 40,500. The sons of Judah were Onan, and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, according to their families, were of Shelah, the family of the Shelonites, Perez, the family of the Parzites, Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, and the sons of Perez were Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Kimuel, the family of the Kimelites. These are the families of Judah, according to those who were numbered of them, 76,500. The sons of Issachar, according to their families, were Tola, the family of the Tolites, Puha, the family of the Punites, Jeshub, the family of the Jeshubites, Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar, according to those who were numbered of them, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, according to their families, was Sherith, the family of the Sarzites, Elon, the family of the Elonites, Jaliel, the family of the Jaliites. These were the families of the Zebulunites, according to those who were numbered of them, 60,500. The sons of Joseph, according to their families, by Manasseh and Ephraim, were the sons of Manasseh, Machir, the family of the Machirites. Machir begot Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead. Jezer, the family of the Jezerites. Of Helik, the family of the Helikites. Of Ezrael, the family of the Ezraelites. Of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. Of Shemaida, the family of the Shemaitites. Hepha, the family of the Hepharites. Now Zelophehad, the son of Hepha, had no sons but daughters, and the names of the daughters were Zelophehad, were Mila, Noah, Hegla, Melkah, and Tarzah. These are the families of the of Manasseh, and those were the numbers of them were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim according to their families, Shelite, Shaliah, the family of the Shelahites, of Becher, the family of the Becherites, of Tahan, the family of the Tanites, and these are the sons of Shetaliah, of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. These were the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those who were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph, according to their families. The sons of Benjamin, according to their families, were Bela, the family of the Belites, Ishbel, the family of the Ishbelites, Hiram, the family of the Haramites, Shepham, the family of the Shephamites, Qupham, the family of the Qupamites, and the sons of Bela were Ered and Naaman, Ered, the family of the Erdites, Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin according to their families, and those were numbered of them, were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan, according to their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan, according to their families, all the families of the Shuhamites, according to those who were numbered of them, were 64,400. The sons of Asher, according to their families, was Jimna, the family of the Jimnites. Jeshu, the family of the Jeshuites. Bera, the family of the Beraites. Of the sons of Bera, Heber, the family of the Heberites. And Melchiah, the family of the Melchiites. And the name of the daughter of Asher was Shirah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those who were numbered of them, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, according to the families, was Jezreel, the family of the Jezreelites. Juni, Argoni, Goni, Gunai, the family of the Gunites. Of Jezer, the family of the Jezreelites. Shalim, the family of the Shalmites. These are the families of Naphtali, according to their families. And those who were numbered of them were 45,400. These are those who were numbered of the children of Israel, 601,730. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, to these the land shall be divided as an inheritance according to the number of names. To a large tribe you shall give a larger inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a smaller inheritance. Each shall be given its inheritance according to those who were numbered of them. But the land shall be divided by lot. They shall inherit according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. According to the lot, their inheritance shall be divided between the larger and the smaller. And these are those who were numbered of the Levites according to their families. Of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites. Korath, the family of the Korahites. Mari, the family of the Marites. These are the families of the Levites, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Melites, and the family of the Mishites, the family of the Korahites, and the Korahites begot Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt, and to Aram, she bore Aaron and Moses, and their sister Miriam. To Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar. And Nadab and Abihu died when they offered profane fire before the Lord. Now those who were numbered of them were 23,000, every man from a month old and above, but they were not numbered among the other children of Israel, because there were no inheritance given to them among the children of Israel. These are those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron and Eleazar, the priests who numbered the children of Israel, in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. But among these there was not a man of those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron, the priests, when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said to them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. So there was not left a man of them except Caleb and the son of Jephunneh, Joshua the son of Nun. Now understand that we have gone through 40 years in the wilderness. We have gone through a lot. And understand that not one person who was in the original group that came out of Egypt over this certain age lived. And it says these are those who were numbered by Moses and the priests, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab and the Jordan across from Jericho. But among these, there was not a man of those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron, the priests, when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said to them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. Wow. And the only two of that generation was Joshua and Caleb. I don't play. And as we go back into a couple of life lessons from Numbers 26, and then I'll be turning it over to Mother Valerie. I have one life lesson from Dr. Stanley, and it says this: there was not left a man of them except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. God had said that all those who had accepted the spies report and refused to enter Canaan would die in the wilderness, and his word came true. It always does. Don't play with God. God will tell you what he's going to do, and what he says he's going to do, he's going to do. He is not fickle. He's going to tell like it is, and like it is how it's going to go. Am I correct, Mother Valerie?
Amen.
Amen. What a mighty word. God does, it just tells us, don't play with God and don't go after idols, because God will mess you up. Come on now. I'm sure Cosby was not planning on dying that day when she come walking into the tent with Zimri. I bet she was like, I'm a leader. God, they ain't going to mess with me. Yeah, okay, sister girl. You got a reality check, didn't you? Because they don't play. God don't play. Genius didn't play. Don't mess with God and don't mess with his people, because he will mess you up. What a word, Mother. What a word. I turn it over
Amen.
To you.
Good morning. Good morning, people of God, and good morning, everybody. And again, I'll say happy birthday to Pastor Bridget and Mark. Today is March the 14th, and both of them were born on the same day. That's amazing. Mother and son. Our title for the day is Take Heed, Watch, and Pray. The temperature for the day is 60 degrees. You know what I'm amazed about? Well, not truly amazed. When the Israel people were worshiping other gods, they knew that it was wrong, because the people of Moab invited the people to sacrifice to their gods.
Come on now.
24,000 people died that day. 24,000, because they worshiped other gods. 24,000 because they worshiped other gods. And those who died in the plague was 24,000 people. And, you know, that's just amazing. You have to be careful. God is a jealous God. And the way he blessed us, looks like you would want to just bless him back and not go to these other gods. Coming out of Psalms 34:1-7, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and save him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Life lesson, Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. Even if it's not your practice, pick a day this week and praise God throughout the day. Praise him when you wake up. Praise him when you eat. Praise him when you leave the house and when you return. Bless the Lord at all times. At all times. At all times. God should be blessed at all times. Proverbs 11:28. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage. And you know what a foliage is? They're leaves and they're flowers. And I looked that word up and I thought that was beautiful. The righteous will flourish like leaves and flowers. Then if anyone say to you, look, here's the Christ, or look, he is there, do not believe it. That's just like Jim Jones said that I was there in the meeting. And he said, I am Jesus Christ. I am God. And my sister said, come on, let's get out of here. And we started to get up. He said, you better sit back down. They had guns, men standing with guns all around the sanctuary. So we sit back down. I'm not going to get shot in the sanctuary. But, you know, after the service was over, my sister said, come on, let's get out of here. And we ran to the car and we left. I never went back. I mean, that's amazing that a man, little old Jim Jones, would say that I am God. I am God. I'm God. Man can't be God. God is God. It says, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. But take heed. See, I told you all these things beforehand. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars of the heaven will fall, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the forest part of the earth to the forest part of heaven. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branches have already become tender, puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that it is near at the doors. And surely I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed. That's our subject. Take heed. Watch and pray. Take heed, watch and pray. For you do not know when the time is. Is it like a man going to a far country? It is like a man going to a far country, left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. He's coming suddenly, he finds you sleeping. And what I'll say to you, I'll say to all, watch, take heed, watch and pray. Take heed, watch and pray. And that's what we're supposed to be doing, watching and praying until the Lord comes. We do not know when he's coming. That's good. Mark 13:34, life lesson. It is like a man going to a far country who commanded the doorkeeper to watch. God gives our own work. He expects us to faithfully discharge whatever duties he may have given us in Jesus' absence. And always we are to remain vigilant. Watch for his return. Life lessons, Mark 13:23. KT, see, I have told you all these things beforehand. I mean, God told us what was going to happen beforehand. Why does Jesus tell us of frightful things? It's like persecution and suffering, so that it will not surprise us when it comes. It will come regardless, and his prophecy of it simply demonstrate his grace, his great grace. Take heed. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. You know, God is just good. He tells us what's going to happen, and his word is true. And when he tells you something's going to happen, it's really going to happen. I'm just amazed. Well, not really amazed, but 24,000 people died in one day. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. God is God, and he made the heaven and the earth, and we should bless him at all times and continually praise him. Praise him throughout the day. Praise him for the food. Praise him for getting you to work safely. Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. He's good. Praise him that you have lived, Valerie Bell, 80 years. I've lived 80 years, and I'm thankful for each day, because you don't really know how long you're going to live. So I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I praise the Lord for each day that he gives me. Each day, he did it again. He woke me up. Clock didn't wake me up. Nobody woke me up this morning but Jesus. I woke up with my mind on the Lord, moving forward.
Amen.
And the Bible tells you, don't look back. I mean, we make mistakes. We do things wrong. But God forgives us. If you admit that you have sinned and did something wrong, don't continue to look back. Don't cry over spilled milk. Apologize. Repent of what you did and move. Keep on moving forward. That's the theme song, moving forward. We have to move forward. Move forward. Don't look back.
Don't look back.
Not unless God tells you to get up and testify of what you did and what you used to be, then don't even, you know, don't look back. Like Saul Paul, he said, I'm not guilty of no man's blood. And he killed Christians until the Lord met him on the road and told him, Saul Paul, why are you persecuting me? He said, who are you, Lord? Who are you? And I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. And this man killed Christians. He said, I'm guilty of no man's blood. God is just good. He don't want you looking back. He really don't. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Bridget.
Good morning. Thank you, Mother. I love that life lesson, too. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. 34th Psalm, verse 1. And, you know, we have to, I thank God for another year. I thank God for another day. I thank God for every blessing that I have. You know, sometimes we want to say, oh, you know, I got so much stuff I got to do. You know, be grateful because I had to stop and tell God, forgive me, Lord. I'm thankful for the overflow. Now tell me who I'm supposed to give it away to. So I just need to know, Lord, what you want me to do with it, where you want me to take it. We, you know, sometimes don't realize that we have a lot. And, you know, and sometimes you can get so much that you become almost a hoarder, and that's a spirit, and you don't want to have that hoarder spirit because then you got just stuff that you don't know what to do with. But you have to ask God, Lord, who should I give this to? You know, re-gifting is not a bad thing if you got nice things. So just remember that. Don't get offended if somebody re-gifts you, as long as they don't re-gift you with what you gave them. Hallelujah. So let's get started in this word. And I just got to go to my prayer this morning, Mother. And it's for this March the 14th day, laying down weapons. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. It tells us that we should hold our peace. And it says, Mighty God, you are my defender. I laid down my right to self-defense and demanded my side be known. I will rest in you, believing that you have got me and you will do what I could never do. Lord, when I am tempted to fight my own battles, I'm reminded that you are stronger and much more capable of doing the job than I will ever be. I won't fight for my own honor, but I will willingly hide in your shadow. Letting you take the lead, I rest in you with peace unshakable. For you honor me when others seek to rip me to shreds. I will not be distracted by those trying to pick a fight. No, I will keep on track that you have put me on and let you deal with the hecklers. I will continue on the path of love, knowing I am following in your steps. I know you got this. Have you been fighting a battle that is wearing you down? It's a question that I ask anyone that's listening. Have you been fighting a battle that is weighing you down? Because God is in charge of it all. And he's got you. He's got your front. He's got your back. He's got all of your sides. God has got you covered from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And, you know, I was looking at something I received in one of my prayers, and it says, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am the Lord, for I am thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee, Jeremiah 1:19. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it says, if God is with you, insert amen. And I know that that God is with me. And he's not with me sometimes. He's with me all the time. And I'm grateful. You know, and I love another one of my words that come to me, and it says, we may lose anything in life, but as long as I have got, I am the luckiest I can get, and amen. And since the day I woke up, I have a family. We have shelter. But most importantly, we have God. Hallelujah. Most importantly, we have God. I am so grateful to know that I have God and that he gave me another day. He didn't have to, but he did. So tell God today, right along with me, Lord, I'm thankful that you love me. Even when I don't always love myself, I'm grateful to have another day and another year. So as we go through this day, lay down your weapons and know that the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. We got to hold our peace. We can't give a piece of our mind. We got to let God handle it. Again, as Jesus told us, we got to watch and pray. Watch and pray. Because we don't know when he's coming back. All we know is that he's coming back in the clouds. But a whole slew of things have to happen before that happens. So don't let anybody tell you that the date that Jesus is coming back, because they calculated, is January the 1st, 2055. We don't know that. We don't know when he's coming back. All we know is that he's coming back. And we may or may not be here. We may already be in the heavenly realm. Because his mother read in the word that he will take folks from where? He said, assuredly I say to you, this generation by no means pass away till those things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word by no means pass away. And then he told us. And he said, but of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, not the Son, but only the Father. So that right there tells us that nobody knows when the Lord is sending his Son. Folks will lie. They will prophesy. They will prophesy from here to next week. All you have to do is remember your word. That's not what Jesus said. Because this is all red letter, right, Mother? And
Amen.
That's not what he said. He already told us what he would do. He said, and then he told us in verse 27, and then he will send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest part of the earth to the farthest part of heaven, which lets you know there are folks residing in heaven who have already gone before us. You know, so don't let folks tell you what the Bible said. No, the Bible said that Jesus will collect folks from the farthest parts of the earth to the farthest parts of heaven, which means that somebody's in heaven and he's collecting them too. So understand, God's got a plan. All we have to do is hold our peace and know that he is fighting our battles. And as we watch and pray, we know that Jesus will return. All we have to do is be patient. When it's our time, it's our time. When it's not, it's not. Give God a thank you for giving you another day, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. So, Mother, that is all we have this morning. We have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And our word for this morning is this: the Lord will give you his strength in your struggle. Have a thankful Thursday. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, again for another day. Thank you for the gift that you gave me all those years ago called Mark Daniel Smith. And thank you for all of my children, those from birth and those from adoption. I thank you, Lord, for all your grace and your mercy. I thank you for Mother Valerie who has stepped in for my and to be my Springfield mother. Thank you, Mother Valerie, for your kindness, for your love, just for being who you are, an awesome and mighty woman of God. And I want to thank everyone who joined us this morning. You know, some of you, I know that I kind of sent you an invitation late, but the word is still out there, and you can listen later, and I appreciate you. So thanking God again. Mother, thank you. Anyone out there who has called in at 213-943-3597, if you have a word, now is the time to push that number one. If not, Mother Valerie, it's a wrap. Why? Because I am still going to work today, even though it's my birthday.
Amen.
I got work.
Be careful out there.
I sure will. I'm grateful, and I want to keep moving, because when you stand still, you get still. We don't want to get still, Mother. We want to keep it flexible. We want to keep it moving.
Amen.
We want to keep celebrating that God gave us another year. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. For God is good, and his mercy endures forever. As the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually,
be in my mouth.
Praise the Lord this morning, Mother. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
We praise him today.
Praise him.
And we are taking heed, Jesus. And we will watch. And we will pray.
And
have
pray.
A great day,
we
family.
Have
it is
Amen.
A wrap, Mother Valerie. Again, thank you for being such an awesome and wonderful co-host and for being a great godmother. God bless you all. God keep you all. May his light shine upon you all. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name I pray. Amen. Have a great day, family. It is. What is it, Mother? It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Thank you, A. Rita. It's a wrap.